Hi everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck. I am your host. This is a bit of a different daily editorial as I am introducing a company to everybody, Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC and on the OTC markets under the symbol BLSSF. I have on the line with me Sherry Leiden. She is the president and CEO of Gold Bull Resources. Now, Sherry and I are on a private webinar here so that we can share the company's presentation with you all. We're going to go through this presentation. I'm going to interject questions throughout to make sure that we are focusing on some of the key points and key catalysts for the company moving forward. Also, if anybody has any follow-up questions after you watch this presentation, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will be having Sherry back on my show to outline and address some of those questions and also follow along with the company. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Gold Bull Resources. I will be following along for my own personal interest as well, but that's why I like to introduce these companies to all of you so that I also get an understanding and a feeling of what you all are focused on. I'm going to drop my camera off here as I am working on a couple screens and as I interject questions. But Sherry, please start us off. Take us away. Share a little bit more on Gold Bull Resources, please.
Thank you, Corey. So Gold Bull Resources is a fairly new company. It was essentially born and rebranded about 2 months ago. Craig Perry and I had a vision of creating a new mid-tier gold player in the Nevada gold space, and we intend to grow the company via a combination of acquisitions and also via exploration over the coming months. We're proud to announce our first acquisition, which we announced last week, is a Sandman project via a Newmont deal, and it's one of Newmont's most recent divestments in Nevada outside of their joint venture with Barrick that formed Nevada Gold Mines. So we're very excited to be able to acquire this high quality asset. And we've also positioned ourselves with putting a team together. We've recently announced a few key appointments, including Walt Cole as a director. Craig Perry and I are obviously about to join the board. I'm joining the board in the coming weeks upon completion of the acquisition of the Big Balls project. And supporting us is a team of wonderful technical consultants and staff, and I'll go through them in a minute. The company is very much Nevada focused. We're gold focused. We've got projects located on very prolific gold trends, including the Carlin Trend, the Northern Nevadan Rift. And we pride ourselves on looking for assets that have got excellent geology, great logistics, and we believe we've got the team to really add some value to these assets in the very near future. Our commitment and our values is why we feel.
So I know some of our.
Sorry, Corey.
I was just going to say, I know a lot of our listeners know some of the team that you have here with Craig Perry, who is also associated with ISO Energy, Skeena Resources, that's Craig Perry, and also Walter Cole. So the team is well known to our audience.
Yes, thank you. And basically what Walt and Craig have achieved in Skeena is something that I'd like to replicate. It's a wonderful model. Obviously with Skeena, they very successfully have added value to Barrick's non-core assets in British Columbia, and we really would like to do a similar model in Nevada. We do pride ourselves on our commitment, and that's one of the reasons why we are a partner of choice for the majors, and it's also why we're an employer of choice, and we've attracted some high caliber people. Following on from the Sandman acquisition, our share price is now north of 60 cents. And we've got a very tight capital structure. So it's very early stages with the project, with a tight capital structure and wonderful assets. We really think that now's a great opportunity to turn Gold Bull into an exciting player in Nevada. Joining myself and Craig, we've got David Johnson and Lindsay Craig as our technical managers. Dave Johnson and Lindsay Craig are both proven mine finders. I've worked with Dave extensively over the last 15 to 20 years, and We really will be applying more geophysics to our exploration programs than the average company does in Nevada. We really do believe that undercover is where the world-class discoveries are going to be, and we're certainly looking for plus million-ounce discoveries in Nevada. Our board and my advisors are also a wealth of experience. As mentioned, what Waltz with Skeena. We've also got Vince, who's got a wealth of experience and was also with QX Metals. Mike Connett is our advisor, helping us with the IR. And Jim Yates is a Nevadan veteran, having founded Hycroft Resources. So the Sandman property is the one we're most excited about. It's currently our core asset. We're about to be acquired 100% from Newmont for a cash payment of $4 million US. The asset already boasts 309,000 ounces. Most of that is in the indicated and measured categories. And that resource is essentially at the surface. However, we see that as a great bonus. But for us, we're really looking at the exploration potential of the asset. We're looking for plus million ounce projects. And we really like the geology here. We think there's a number of untested targets. And we intend to drill the project shortly after we acquire it in circa, the acquisition's in circa 6 weeks. And we'll be drilling shortly thereafter.
Sherry, can you give us a little bit more of a rundown on how this deal came together with Newmont? Because this is one of the first juniors that I've seen that has been able to take one of these non-core assets off of the majors.
Sure. I like to think we've got a great relationship with Newmont. We're certainly striving to be a preferred partner. We've been in extensive dialogue, and again, it came back to us being good stewards of taking the asset forward. We've got a strong commitment to the environment, culture, and also dealing with government organisations. In addition, we're local, so I'm based in Nevada. I've resided here for almost 6 years, and so is my team. And I think it's important to know that the company that they're divesting the asset to is a company that's going to be moving it forward. We're very much looking forward to working with Newmont. Hopefully, this is the first of others. We certainly have strived to make the experience as effortless for them as it has been for us. It's been an easy experience, and we really look forward to moving forward with this one. So it's got a wonderful location. It's only located about 20 minutes drive from the town of Winnemucca. We've got great access through this project. We can drill it all year round. There's a significant land package that's never been drilled. We've also got a bunch of data that has been drilled post the last 43-101. So the most recent 43-101 report was done in 2007. And since then, there's been a bunch of drilling that hasn't been captured into an updated resource model. So that's, again, one of the first things we'll be doing. We've already commenced that behind the scenes. We're probably a few months away from updating our 43-101. And we're hoping that the resource estimate does grow a little bit. It's a wonderful dress code. We're just along strike from the Sleeper Mine, which was one of Nevada's highest grade gold deposits. And we believe that this corridor is immensely underexplored, and that's predominantly because of a bit of sand cover, pediment cover. And traditionally, Nevada's been such a gold-rich state that they've really been able to focus on the outcropping geology. And now we're coming down to the undercover exploration. So I've assembled a team that are experts in exploring for undercover, and that's where our focus will be.
Now, when you mention undercover, this sand cover, approximately how many meters is this sand cover?
You know, it varies, Corey, from being a couple of meters to circa 50 meters. I think in general, we'd probably be looking at somewhere in between that range. And we believe there's drilling techniques that can facilitate drilling through unconsolidated sand. We can do double casing the holes as we go. And there's a number like ultrasonic. There's different types of drilling that does better in sand than others. Coming from Australia, it's not unusual for me to drill 100 meters of unconsolidated cover until I actually get to the bedrock. And I don't think we're going to be dealing with those depths on this particular project. So not too worried about it. Same in Canada. I think there's a culture in Australia and Canada of drilling undercover. It's just part of what we've always done to do exploration. And in Nevada, I think we'll be seeing a lot more of it moving forward. Our company certainly is focused on there because that's where the opportunity lies. If it was sticking out of the ground, it had already been found. So we're looking for, you know, the world-class asset. So that's where we'll be looking. So
Fair enough. We've heard so much about everybody already finding everything that's come to surface, right? So time to go under some cover.
Yeah, and there's the technologies out there. So we're not like, you know, reinventing the wheel. We've got wonderful geophysics. So, Newmont have given us a wonderful database. We've got probably $20 million worth of data. And included in that database is a whole bunch of geophysics. And our geophysicist is of the opinion that CSMAT works very well. We're also going to be looking at 3DIP. We've got a whole bunch of mag data. And the project database was really one of the core reasons why we decided that this acquisition was an absolute bargain for the company. We've acquired so much data. And this is just an example of the data we have, you know, almost 5,000 soil samples, 3,500 rock chip samples, millions of dollars worth of geophysical data. And then we go onto the drill hole database, and there's almost 1,000 drill holes. However, you'll notice that most of those holes were drilled pre-1990, and most of them were less than 100 metres deep. So although there's a lot of holes, there's also a lot of gaps, and a lot of our target horizons are deeper than 100 metres. So we're looking at, you know, circa 200 to 300 metres in many instances, which have hardly really been explored for or touched within this massive land holding. We have a strike of more than 30 kilometres, so it's really not a lot of drill holes given the extensive size of the geological land holding. This is a summary of the existing resource. You can see we have almost 310,000 ounces in that 2007 43-101, which we will be updating in the coming months. So this is a snapshot of the geology, and essentially the red polygons are where the previous exploration has been focused. It's also where the resources are, the existing resources. So for us, a large part of our exploration strategy is looking between these red polygons. So for example, between Southeast Pediment and Abel Knoll, we have this massive zone. It's almost 10 kilometres with hardly any drill holes in it. And we also know that there's a very interesting structure connecting them. The geophysics and the geochem really lights that up. So that's going to be one of our immediate drill targets. We also have a number of high-grade hits. For example, at Silica Ridge to the north, there's 90 grams per tonne over 3 metres. And those kind of high-grade narrow hits haven't really been a massive focus previously, but we're certainly interested in following up some of the really tantalising high-grade numbers. And it doesn't take much of a strike length to really add some ounces at those kind of high grades. So that certainly will be one of our focuses in our initial drill program.
So Sherry, how do you see this project potentially developing here? Because the current resource that, yes, fine, came back in 2007, it's a lower grade resource, right? It's very similar to what you do see in Nevada, but there is potential of high grade intersections or deposits as well?
Absolutely. And the high grade historical intersections are one of the things that were most tantalizing to us about the asset. You can find many of those on CEDAR and when the asset was with Frontier or New West. So already in the public domain. You know, Southeast Pediment, for example, 25 grams a ton over 5 meters. We've got Silica Ridge, another example would be 42 grams a ton over 7 meters. Those kind of intercepts were, you know, really green lights for us. There's a huge system at play here, and it's going to come down to trying to find the feeder zones. Those high grade feeder zones are much more narrow targets, so they take a lot more science to try and be able to hone in on. But again, that's where we've got this massive database that we feel is giving us an edge of where to go explore within our land package as soon as we, you know, close this deal. The low grade, you know, low grade, circa 1 gram a ton. It's low grade globally. However, in Nevada, I almost consider that high grade, because having 1 gram a ton of oxide material at the surface, I mean, there's not many projects that you can't make money with those kind of numbers. At the moment, I'm seeing 0.4 grams a ton. On other projects is also being highly economic. So it all comes down to a function of the gold price. And at the current gold price, we're very happy with, if we had 1 gram a ton and mass volume of that certainly would be encouraging. But Sandman is prospective for two types of gold mineralization, the circa 1 gram a ton which is what we can call low grade, and also the high grade, you know, the plus 10 grams a ton over the narrow intervals.
Okay. One other comment too. We've talked a lot about the past work that's been done on this project and how much money has already been spent, but the overall terms of this deal, can you share how much money you need to pay to Newmont, what the deal terms are, please?
Sure. We have negotiated that we're going to pay Newmont $4 million US cash for 100% outright sale. So it's, we both see it as a very clean and easy deal. You know, there's no shares or delayed payments or earning joint ventures. It's just as simple as you can get. So we'll be coming up with the $4 million to pay Newmont in the next month. And then as soon as we pay Newmont, we get 100% ownership of this asset. Another wonderful part of the deal is that we're inheriting Newmont's permits for the project. And a large part of their costs were the permits. There's a lot that goes into a plan of operation in the USA. It's a lengthy permit process that requires cultural surveys, environmental surveys, and the likes. Takes a long time as well. So Newmont have done a wonderful job in completing all those surveys, and we've inherited their plan of operation, which allows us to disturb up to 500 acres without seeking additional approvals. So that just equates to us being able to hit the ground running. We can go doze our roads in, we can put in our pads, and we don't have to worry about staying under a certain threshold, because 500 acres is certainly more than we require to disturb.
Yeah, fair enough. It's one of the things that attracted me to this story and this acquisition again. Are there any time limits or time frames on these permits?
No, they're all in good standing and they're all you know, on their way to be transferred to us. So yeah, we're very happy with that part of the deal for us, and it certainly was one of the more attractive parts as well, because otherwise if you're starting from scratch, it can take up to 2 years and it costs millions of dollars to do these surveys. So we're very grateful that we've got these this wonderful baseline study work, and should we advance to production, they also will form the baseline of those permits as well to take the project to mining. So yeah, it's a real asset to have all that data. And super looking forward to getting the drill rigs out there. I'm hoping by January.
Okay. Hey, that's a pretty quick time frame, actually, to get some drill rigs out and get drilling by early next year. Take us through the rest of it, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly have to make sure we can find a drill rig available, but it should be fine by January. And then moving on to our Big Boards project. So the Big Boards project was born out of a statewide project generation review via myself and my team looking for world-class exploration assets undercover. And this was based largely on geophysics. We combined gravity, magnetics with regional geology and geochem. We came up with this target. It's located adjacent to Bald Mountain. Gets its name from Big Bald's Mountain, which is also adjacent. And it's a real intriguing target because, shockingly, it's just never been drilled. And if you look on this particular image, you've got Bald Mountain Mine, which is a wonderful producing asset owned by Kinross. It's 5 million ounce resource, which they're currently producing gold from at the rate of almost 300,000 ounces per year. And in this blue area, you have thousands of drill holes. It's Swiss cheese. However, you get to this yellow area, which is the pediment, and you've got hardly any drill holes. There's never been drilling within our land holding. So for me, this is another obvious example of where undercover opportunity lies in Nevada. We've got this trend known as the Bider trend, which is a fertile gold-bearing trend. And in the geophysics, we have geophysics for this entire block. And the geophysics tends to indicate that we've got some plumbing or structures that go in this orientation. So we've got structures that extend from Bald Mountain into our targets. Whether they're carrying gold is a million-dollar question. However, we plan to drill these to test those targets because they've got some very compelling anomalies. There's also very high arsenic on the top, which is also typically an indicator. This is this Bald Cougar asset is probably our favorite because you can almost see the same orientation. And we do have the geophysics in between here. We've only shown the geophysics for what we've already claimed. But it's certainly one to watch. And I like this asset because it's only going to take a few drill holes to really know if you're onto something big or to know whether it's a barren system. And the concept is that this is a big intrusive you know, the concept is gold bearing intrusive, and that's brought the gold into this whole valley. So obviously we'll only know that after we do a few drill holes, but it certainly is a very interesting area.
Okay, so you are going to put some drill holes into it though, hey? You are going to spend a little bit of money.
Yeah, absolutely. We're acquiring that to drill test it, and similarly with the Cody property. The Cody property is a very similar style of target to Big Balls in that it only takes a few drill holes to really know whether you're onto something significant. And we've got an option to acquire Cody by paying an annual fee, advanced royalty of $50,000 per annum. So for us, we see that as a relatively low cost entry for a potentially really, really rewarding project. A little bit about Coyote, it's on the Utah side, similar geology in Nevada. Obviously, Utah is a neighboring state. So we just couldn't resist looking at this asset because it's got some historical, really high-grade intercepts. However, there's never been any methodical scientific-style exploration. The previous exploration has been very sporadic and I'd say just not really scientifically driven. So our team heard about this actually from an ex-Newmont geologist. And we saw the grades. We've recently announced that our sampling on the project has verified up to 12 grams per ton of gold and really, really high silver numbers to go with it. We've got an outcropping mineralized structure of 450 meters long, and it remains open and just goes under sand cover in both directions. So this is another asset that we think really deserves a couple of drill holes. Again, we're looking for these world-class assets. So we'll put in half a dozen or so drill holes. If we can get some scale and grade, then we'll certainly consider moving it forward. And if we can't, then we'll move on to focus on what we've already got, because it's all about the world-class projects for us in Nevada.
I like the aspect here of having a few different projects. But again, the real focus here is Sandman. Not saying that you won't hit anything at Big Balds or at Coyote, but overall, Sandman should be the focus of investors, at least moving into next year. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I'd call Big Balls and Cody almost our project pipeline. But for us, Sandman's our core asset. It's where we've already got a known resource and where we feel we can add the ounces the fastest and the cheapest. In addition to Sandman, we're also currently appraising a number of other assets. We're looking at advanced gold assets, existing resources for potential acquisitions. So we see the growth of the company being a combination of acquisitions greenfields exploration within our current portfolio. However, the acquisition aspect is really exciting. So Sandman's obviously the first resource acquisition to go in the company, but you know, we're under CA for three other assets that are all over a million ounce gold resources. So we're certainly very hungry to build our resource inventory, and I do see that as being a combination of by future acquisitions as well as additional exploration.
So this might be hard for you to answer because you guys are under CA, but are a lot of your negotiations with the larger companies much like this Newmont deal?
I'd say both for sure. Yeah, we're talking to both sides of the spectrum, ranging from juniors with excellent assets and but not the funding capacity to move them forward, and we're also talking to the majors. So yeah, watch that space with respect to both of them, and obviously we'll be updating the market as and when required. But we're spending equally as much time on our existing projects as on new acquisitions. Again, we're looking for world-class assets. We're not looking for a few hundred thousand ounces that doesn't have any room to grow. You know, we're looking for that few hundred thousand ounces where we see the opportunity to grow that. So we've got a lot of news coming up. You know, in the coming months, you'll be hearing from us with respect to our updated 43-101 report. We've got a wonderful technical team, and Lindsay Craig and Dave Johnson are heading that team. We've got three wonderful project geologists, Stephanie Grokey, Amy Hanick, and Robbie Anderson, that are all working on Sandman data as we speak. We'll be re-logging core. We're getting a whole bunch of physical samples from Newmont as well. And they're in the process of planning our next steps. We'll certainly be updating the market as we go over the coming weeks. Big Balds, again, we're ready to drill that one. That'll probably be drilled after the rig leaves Sandman and Coyote as well. Sandman's a priority, but Big Balds and Coyote will be drilled within the next 12 months for sure.
Okay, so you're going to have a few drill programs on the way here. You do still need to raise some money, correct, to finish this Sandman acquisition, plus put some cash in the bank to actually get these drill programs ongoing?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have to do that prior to Sandman closing. But we're very confident. We've got some loyal supporters. And the market for gold, we believe, is looking really strong. It's helped by the global insanity at the moment in the political realm, but we think that bodes very well for gold staying strong.
And you guys also have a very tight share structure too, so you do have some room to run there. Exactly. Now, again, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will continue to follow along with Gold Bull Resources. Again, I am a shareholder of this company. Just wrap us up with expected news flow. What investors, or at least those watching and following along with the company, can expect on a general timeline here, please?
Okay, so updates from our Sandman acquisition will be ongoing, and they will include the updated 43-101. We hope to get the drill rig to Sandman as soon as possible, circa January, and as soon as we're drilling, we'll be updating the market as we're drilling, and obviously moving along, we'll be updating with our exploration targets. We've got a number of drill targets that we're working on in-house, and as we decide exactly where our meters will be spent, we'll be sharing those with the market.
Okay. Anything else you want to leave the listeners with to get a better understanding, or anything else regarding Gold Bull?
I'd say we've had a very busy month. Yeah, this is essentially our first month on the job has been with these three acquisitions. So just watch this space.
Okay. Well, Cherie, I appreciate the update. Again, kind of a new format to introduce a company here. I hope following along with the presentation helped everybody. I will also post a link to that presentation so you can follow along on your own time, as well as just the audio only component of this interview. There are some contact information for Cherie and the team over at Gold Bull. Please just keep me up to date on what you think of this story, and Cherie will follow along as more news hits the market. I appreciate your time today.
Awesome. Thank you. I look forward to it.